You're listening to SBS News.
Builder Jonathan Hayes is renovating a home in Sydney's west, and timber is essential for the job. But he says an order made for wood 3 weeks ago has only just arrived today.
Really pushing things back. We've always got a bit of a buffer on our timelines, but the shortages with the materials are chewing that up. Also, there's a shortage of labour because the building industry is so busy.
Blacktown building supplier Philip Screppis is ordering timber that never comes.
You see, at the moment, the situation is all empty racks and finding it very hard to replenish. And there's the evidence there right in front of us. So customers come in and it becomes very, very difficult to satisfy them. So, yeah, it is very hard. When you're in sales, there's nothing worse than turning people away.
The timber now costs 50% more.
Well, unfortunately, I have to pass it on to the builder or whoever buys it, because if it costs me more, I need to pass it on to the end user. And at the moment, they can't really, they can't pick and choose. And I say to everybody that buys something, if you can find it, that is your price, pretty much. Say thank you, because once you can find it, buy it, because you're not going to find it elsewhere.
For now, builders like Jonathan Hayes are absorbing the cost in existing contracts. But that will change for new builds.
So if you're looking at a standard renovation, and let's say someone's spending $200,000 on the renovation, the timber component might make up, say, $30,000 of that renovation. So you'll see the price in that timber component go up as much as 50%. The on costs are on that portion of the works only. Labour prices are going up pretty quickly as well, so I think overall it'll possibly be around the 20% mark.
Australians are spending big on building. The cost of renovations has increased almost 11% in the March quarter to $2.8 $4 billion. Construction work rose in four states and territories in the March quarter. New South Wales and the ACT were up by 3.6%, while South Australia and Western Australia had the biggest increases in more than 3 years, with work up by more than 9%. Economist Shane Oliver says the industry is helping Australia recover from the COVID-19 downturn.
I suspect it's contributing at least 0.3% to the economy in the March quarter, but it's probably double that when you allow for the full flow-on effect. So it's making a pretty good contribution to overall economic growth, and it's helping to ensure the Australian economy continues to recover.
Shane Oliver says the $25,000 home builder grant and interest rates of 0.1% are driving construction, as well as working from home during the pandemic.
People haven't been able to go on overseas holidays, so they have spare cash. They put it into the family home with an alteration or addition, which are also running at record levels. I suspect that over the course of the next 6 months, 6-12 months, it will start to settle down, though, because as prices go up, as demand goes up, you will see supply respond. And once that supply kicks in, which is starting to do globally, then that will eventually pull those prices back down.
But those in the building industry aren't so confident of a quick return to price stability, fearing it will take more than a year for suppliers to be able to match soaring demand. Gareth Borum, SBS News.